This one goes to Antonio L. Reed, R-E-E-D. Dear Mr. Reed, I can't tell you how much your letter of July 27th meant to me. I'm sorry to be so late in replying, but then it takes a while for mail to get through the mill here and reach my desk. First, however, let me say congratulations on your becoming a father of a little girl. A daughter is like knowing your wife in all those years before you met her and watching her grow up. Now, to your letter, let me just thank you for your generous words and tell you how much it brightened my day to learn of your support for what we are trying to do with our economic program. I know something of your feelings about changing your party. I, too, was raised in a Democratic family and for years was a supporter of the party. It was, however, basically an economic policy that not too many years ago I found I could no longer follow the leadership of that party. Hence, I made the change. I'll do everything I can to justify your faith in me. And again, I thank you for writing as you did. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Kenneth House, H-O-U-S-E. Dear Kenneth, thank you very much for your letter and for your kind words. It was good of you to write. And I'm most grateful. You stick with your determination to never give up, and you'll do just fine. Again, my thanks. Best regards, Ronald. This one goes to a Mr. Jack Borden, B-O-R-D-O-N. Dear Mr. Borden, this is just a hasty line. Very belated, too. But I want to thank you for your letter of August 24th. And your kind words about what we're trying to do. I'm very proud to have your support and approval. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This goes to Mr. William D. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Dear Mr. Joyce, thank you very much for your letter of August 14th. I'm sorry to be so late in answering, but it takes quite a while for mail to find its way through the mill here and reach my desk. I'm most grateful for what you have told me about the Solidarity Day and what you and your fellow members in 710 are doing about it. It's hard for me to understand why some of the leaders of labor could be so opposed to a program that is designed to give the people they represent greater opportunities, more jobs, and hopefully less unemployment. Please convey my best regards to the other members of 710 and my appreciation for what you all did during the campaign and for your present support. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mrs. Dorothy Nuese, N-U-E-S-E. Dear Mrs. Nuese, I can't tell you how much your letter of August 6th has meant to me. Let me apologize for being so late in answering, but it does take some time for mail to reach my desk through all the wheels of bureaucracy. I shared your letter with Nancy. She cried, and I had quite a lump in my throat. We're parents too. We understand what you were saying so beautifully. You must have done a fine job in raising that young man. And I agree with you. The government is getting a good deal. I told Nancy when our own left the nest that it must have meant we did something right. For certainly it would be wrong if they didn't want to try their wings and get out on their own. There are those who believe that men in uniform are somehow associated with starting wars. That's like saying policemen cause crime. Your son has joined what I call the peacemakers. Keeping the peace is the most important problem we face. And I believe that because young men like your son are willing to put on the uniform and endure the rigors of military life, peace is more secure. I will be as careful with the country as I can. God bless you.